But first, Adam Martelli is trying to bring a game called Dodgeball to Montreal. He joins us now. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good, thanks.
So Dodgeball, a combination of dodgeball and archery?
Well, really, it's a combination of dodgeball and paintball. But we like to, you can say dodgeball and artball. Dodgeball and paintball. That's right.
Okay, so how does the game work? Explain it to me.
So really, there are two teams of up to 10 players. And what happens is that people can sign up for a one-hour session, and that includes a 15-minute orientation at the beginning. And then they basically battle it out in arena for 45 minutes. And it's pretty much like dodgeball in the sense that the arena is divided in two down the middle, and the two teams are on their respective sides, but you also have obstacles on either side. And then the good thing to point out is that the sport is played with these safe, flat-faced, foam-tipped arrows, because a lot of people say, are you crazy? You're gonna shoot at each other with bows and arrows. But this is really one way to do it that really works. And the other good thing is that paintball, which is usually something that people would play, or they're often worried to get hurt. But with the equipment that we have, you actually don't even need any equipment, because it doesn't really, you don't even really need much protective equipment other than what we supply, which would be the face mask and some arm guards. But other than that, painless.
And so you've been playing this for a while?
Actually, so what happened is that some friends and I had an opportunity to play the sport while we were on a road trip. And once we came back to Montreal, we all wanted to play it again. But there wasn't the opportunity to do so. So we told ourselves, okay, this has to happen. So we said, okay, let's bring this sport to Montreal. And after a few months of planning and some late nights, the dodgeball was born.
And has this activity been catching on in other parts of the States, or where did you first see it?
Right. So we first saw it from some YouTube videos online that were getting a lot of attention. And so after that, we said, okay, you know what? If ever we do end up in a city where it's being played, we'll try it out. And there's actually all across the U.S. There's a big movement of this. It's getting very popular in Australia as well. We see teams, big tournaments that are being held in Singapore as well, in Asia. Very interesting.
And do you have to sort of practice your archery first? Does it help to sort of have that kind of background?
Well, I really think that it's like, I myself, when I played it for the first time, I had never shot a bow and arrow before, but there isn't much of a learning curve. I think that 15-minute session at the beginning is enough to get people understanding how to use it. People do have to realize that it's a little bit of a workout as well. You'll be running around the field and playing, so there's that aspect to it. But in terms of being a master archer, anyone can play. If you haven't touched a bow and arrow before, now is your opportunity to try it in a very interesting, unique setting.
So what's the plan to bring it to Montreal? Are you looking to sort of set up and buy a parcel of land to play it on, or what's the process like?
Well, really, right now, we're just preparing to launch our very first promotional weekend, and that's happening August 22nd and August 23rd. And this is going to be the first time ever that this type of archery combat sport is going to happen in Montreal. After that, if that is a success, then we'll hold another event. But really, the long-term goal here is to open Montreal's first permanent dodgeball arena.
Excellent. And if people are interested in participating, how can they get in touch with you?
So they can get in touch with us by visiting our website, www.dodgebow.ca. And from there, there's links to our ticket page and to buy our tickets. They can buy a maximum of... So the way it works is that there's time slots. So let's say we have time slots for August 22nd, August 23rd. We're running from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on both days. And you can sign up, let's say, from 11 to 12 or from 2 to 3. And so when you sign up to that time slot, people can either sign up with their friends. So we have a lot of people who are forming their own groups and coming. And then we have other people who are just joining existing groups. So when you visit our ticketing page, you will see for every time slot how many tickets there are available left. So that will enable you to say, okay, if I sign up to this slot, I know that I'll be playing with 5 or 6 people, and then you'll be able to, or more people to come. So that's really how it works.
All right, Adam Martelli trying to bring this new game called Dodgeball to Montreal. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you very much.
It's 3:40 right now on CJAD. This is a pretty neat story. A team of Montreal.